The town of Mattawa has received $447,428 from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, and the funds will be used for museum repairs and to construct a stage for Voyager Days. New shingles are a top priority for the museum, a very much needed fix, said Francine DeSormo, the town's chief administrative officer. The roof is flaking, to the extent that passers-by notice the decay from the street, she noted, it's very apparent that it needs to be redone. While working on the roof, new windows in the dormers will be installed, and some structural work will be done, in the process, particularly to the butt ends of the timber structure where they tie to the roof. Once complete, the upgrades will help to restore the beautiful log structure that houses the museum, and work is set to finish on May 31. However, DeSormo acknowledges that with supply chain issues, everything about building materials right now may cause delays. The Mattawa Museum is a historical flagship organization, said Councillor Laura Ross, and the NOHFC funds will ensure the safety of its historical artifacts and longevity of its structure. As for the new stage, it will replace the one currently adjacent to the museum, which basically just rotted out, DeSormo said. Even with the grant though, the town might have to shell out some money to see it completed. A couple of years ago, council priced out a new wooden stage, and estimates came in at around $500,000, DeSormo said. With those prices, council decided to regroup and looked into possible grants to help with the project. This led to the NOHFC application, which was successful. DeSormo and the Recreation Committee are working with council on the design of the new stage, and plan to move that along this spring as the concert is scheduled for the weekend of July 21st Street. See, Voyager Days returns this July with Something for Everyone. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.